This is Radio Clandestino here in Canberra, Australia. Radio Clandestino is a global music show dedicated to presenting a highly curated selection of musical goodness from electro-folkloric experimentations to underground multilingual hip-hop and rap. We are also a podcast that you can stream anytime, including some shows featuring special guests and local musicians. This is hand-picked global music from around the world. We'll be right back. is Radio Clandestino and you are listening to music featuring the Afro-Peruvian instrument, the cajon, which is a box percussion instrument. I'm going to play you an interview done with Rodrigo, who is a master percussionist and instrument maker, where he explains a bit of the history of the cajon and a bit of his personal story. He is running a 8-week cajon percussion workshop next month. If you are at all interested, just search for Rodrigo Percussion on Facebook and you can find out more. This is Radio Clandestino.
I was born in Chile in 1972 and arrived in this country in 1974. My parents were virtually on the first plane load from Chile after the coup d'etat produced by the Pinochet military junta. And my parents came out as refugees. We were amongst Australia's first refugees. Where the cajon comes into my life is that in 2008 I was looking for a really good quality cajon, but back then the cajon wasn't known here in Australia and I was always a bit handy with my hands and I thought, well, I'll make myself one. I made 10 cajons and they all went within a few weeks. So I made another batch and they all sold, made another batch and then they all sold again. And 8 years later, here I am. The cajon originated in Peru. It's a slave instrument. There's over 200 years of documented history of this musical instrument. The slaves that were in Peru worked in the fisheries or on the farms, and they would have brought back a box of apples or a box where they held fish, you know. So what they did is they turned it on its side, put it on its back and started playing the drum. It wasn't until 1980 where Paco de Lucia did a tour of Latin America. The Spanish embassy held a party for Paco de Lucia and they had an Afro-Peruvian band playing there. Paco's percussionist became friends with the percussionist playing in this Afro-Peruvian band. And this Peruvian guy gave the percussionist his cajon. And then in Spain, it just exploded. So much so that a lot of people think it's a Spanish instrument. But it's not, it's a Peruvian instrument. Most of my friends now, my Latino friends, are not Chileans, but Colombians, and Peruvians, and Venezuelans, and Argentinians. I feel more Latino than I do Chilean, if that makes sense. I've been here 40 years in this country, so you're living in a bit of three worlds, you know, living in an Australian world, and in a Chilean world when I go back to Chile, and living virtually in a South American and, you know, very proud South American community here in Australia.
We'll be right back.
beautiful sounds of the Afro-Peruvian cajon from the band Nova Lima, who mix a lot of that percussion with some electronic music. Before that, we heard from master instrument maker Rodrigo, who hand makes cajons, the box percussion instrument, right here in Australia. He is running a 8-week cajon percussion workshop next month. If you are at all interested, just search for Rodrigo Percussion on Facebook and you can find out more. He will be at the Old Canberra Inn at the World Tequila Day celebrations, which will also include live Latin music from Los Chavos and the Takuya Duo. I will also be there spinning a bit of music in the background, and I hope to see you there. It's all happening at the Old Canberra Inn in Lynham, which is an amazing venue, and the occasion is World Tequila Day, which is Saturday, 27th of July. Your hand-picked global music program.